Is the coronavirus canceling your travel plans? Here's what you need to know on this Money Monday episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to this Money Monday episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple by helping you overcome coronavirus travel challenges. So whether you've had plans and they were canceled, or you have upcoming plans to travel, and either you're not sure due to the health concerns, or maybe your financial picture has changed. Maybe you've lost your job, you lost your furlough, maybe you know you're just having to take a pay cut. So maybe travel may not be the best thing for you to do at this time. And we're seeing this in some other sectors and in other industries regarding cancellations, postponements, and things like that in the entertainment and event venues. And the FTC has started taking a look at some of those challenges. But what about travel challenges? How are you able to address those? Well, on this episode, I'm going to give you the tools and resources you need to help you determine what you need to do and what the best course of action is for you. So whether or not you've decided to travel, what the first thing you should do regardless is to examine whatever the current policies are for whatever mode of transportation. So if you were traveling by rail, by plane, or if you were thinking of a cruise, first consult those websites that are offering the programs, whether it's the original website or a third-party provider that maybe put together the plan or promotion or tour that you may be going on that all of these other providers are inclusive of. And review those cancellation and travel policies. You're looking for a clause called force majeure, and that's the one that says unforeseen circumstances, and you're looking to see what the remedies are. It should be spelled out what the cancellation, refund, voucher, or transfer programs are. Now, if you're talking about airplane travel, the U.S. Department of Transportation has specific guidelines that say that not only are you entitled to a refund, but any additional charges that you may have been charged for extra baggage fees, any change fees or transfer fees, all of the fees associated with your ticket and the ticket itself should be refunded. Additionally, if you were going to just postpone or rebook, make sure that you leave enough time to be able to travel because we're still in this period of uncertainty. While some states are opening, others are extending, you know, travel bans and stay-at-home orders. So you have to really take a look and examine how far out you may need to plan some of this travel. If you do get a voucher, again, check expiration dates. Make sure they go well into next year because right now, day-to-day is still uncertain. Although we like to think that we know what we're going to be up to in the next month or two, it's still kind of up in the air with what's been going on lately. And you can't trust what's been going on as a guideline. So that's why I suggest that you try to get those travel dates pushed out as far as you can, or any vouchers or refund or transfer stuff for as long as you possibly can. And vouchers can usually be good for a year or more. So I would look into that, especially with airline travel. Hotels are relenting and they're being much more flexible with regard to their cancellation policies. Again, check their websites. Even non-refundable purchases are still being refunded or transferred to a voucher. So call the individual provider and make sure you find that out. Amtrak, our train provider here in the U.S., has no fees to transfer or change any of your travel plans with them as long as it was booked before May 31st. So they're even giving you more leeway. If you book now and then still find out you can't travel, all you have to do is call 1-800-USA-RAIL if you were looking to cancel. If you just want to transfer or change, all you have to do is do that on the website. Now, cruise ships are a little bit differently, or handled a little bit different, and with what we've seen happen to to the actual crew members, passengers were let go, but crew members have kind of been trapped on these ships and haven't been allowed to disembark. So it's yet to be seen what's going to happen with them, but you should be able to get full refunds, okay, on future travel. Even on non-refundable travel, you should be able to transfer at no charge. There shouldn't be any cancellation fees or charges. But you dispute this in a different area. So this is not governed by the U.S. Department of Transportation. This is actually governed by the Federal Maritime Commission. And if you have any problems, you want to contact them. By the way, all these places that I've been giving you, they're on the website at unlockyourwealthtoday.com. So all you have to do is visit the website to get the links to all of these resources, as well as the different bulleted lists on how you should approach them. In any case, regardless of the type of travel that you have chosen and are now either have missed because it started during this time of lockdown, or it's future travel and you're uncertain, or have already decided that no, I can't take those trips. If you booked with a booking agent or a third party provider that maybe put together a big package or promotion, contact them first. And if emails aren't working or websites, call them directly. If you're not getting any results, then call the individual providers that have been assembled in packages, like hotel travel and like entertainment type of packages, all-inclusive stuff that have a myriad providers. Make sure that you call each one of them, but start with the booking agent because they may have already done the legwork to get your plans transferred to another travel date, or have already understand what the cancellation procedures are. Again, do it with a booking agent first, then go direct. And if you were still having challenges, if they're bucking the system and they're trying to say, oh, well, you booked with a third party and you have to handle it with them and they're not handling it, guess what? Call your local state attorney general, and a phone call from them might help loosen the grip that they have on you, and you might be able to get results better and faster with an official call from the government. So again, all these resources are available on the website. If you still have challenges, and even if you do choose to go the route with your state attorney general, you may also want to report it to the Federal Trade Commission. You may not be the only person that's dealing with this, and the Federal Trade Commission may look into it because they work to take care of a bunch of different people and individuals that have reported issues, and they may have even more clout than your state attorney general as far as getting results for you. So again, all you have to do is visit the website. So for this Money Monday, we've got your travel problems solved by helping you cancel or transfer or get refunded for the different travel plans that you may have had. For more great tips, tools, and resources to help you overcome your personal and professional challenges to get out of debt, achieve financial freedom, and live the life of your dreams right now today, just visit the website at unlockyourwealthtoday.com. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and for the Maestro of Moolah, now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.